destruction. Say me never hold ya. Things a go brutal. Down in a Babylon, yeah. Things a go crucial now. So much of crime and violence. Things a go brutal. Down in a Babylon, yeah. Things a go brutal now.
Wicked Rockers, believe you me, and I do have a winner on the phone. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, happy Father's Day, my brother.
Same to you, and of course, this is Brother Pete, no stranger
yeah,
to...
Nazio Fountain.
Nazio Fountain.
The one and only.
What? They don't have two of him. That's a Bob Marley hidden. He just needs
to bust out. Oh, I want to take it to the Grand Prix, eh?
From who? Who did you win that ticket from?
No, I thought you were giving a ticket away. I said I won one to the Grand Prix.
Oh, you went to the Grand Prix?
No, I thought you were giving a ticket away.
Oh, yeah. It's in the heart, you know, but I was just giving you a ticket to a tour of CKUT. How about that?
I'll take it. I'm there listening, enjoying the show, relaxing for Father's Day.
Yes, my brother. And I am trying to fill the big shoes. But we have...
No, you're doing a good job. They're reading the community contact, listening to CKUT. What more can you do on a Sunday afternoon?
Thank you, Pete. I'm glad you brought up the community contact because, you know, it's a sterling paper that we have in this city. But, you know, yesterday I was speaking to a gentleman. I won't say who it was. He's a doctor by trade, and his son just won this big valedictorian. Help me pronounce it.
Valedictorian.
Yes. And he was saying, you know, it's good, very good paper and all that, but he wonders if the younger generation, the younger people, do they read this paper? What's your opinion on that, Pete? Now I have you on the mic. Let me just question.
The thing is, I reading is something that is, I think, revamped a few years ago by Harry Potter. Do you know the Harry Potter series?
You're right.
And I remember one day I was downtown and walking, I think next to at Water Metro or something. And there were a whole bunch of kids reading, and I thought it was like a school lesson or something, but it was late in the afternoon.
Right.
And then I was kind of curious, you know, and they were all reading this one book. But the thing is now, reading is, I still read a lot, but the younger generation, I think things are more readily accessible on the social media. Mm-hmm. They do read, but everything is on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what readership is on the community contact, but I think, from my opinion, it's on Facebook. So I'm hoping that they do read, and because I remember there was an incident with my daughters and my kids they all asked for my opinion, and it's something that came up in the community contact.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm of the assumption that they are reading.
They're reading. I hope so.
When I read the article, and they all called me for my opinion pertaining to that particular article.
Mm.
Well, so I am of the assumption that it's very informative. And you know, Yvonne Sams, Duke Eastman, and there's a young guy, I forgot his name. He's, you know, fantastic articles. So I would hope.
Yes.
That they're picking up a paper.
I gave you a listen this yesterday morning. How was it this morning? I don't even know which day I am. Could you promote your show, sir? And I have no shame, you know, like you normally do.
Well, on Friday afternoons, I do a show called the Groove Masters Hour. And what the Groove Masters Hour is all about, new Canadian release. And it's a different genre of music. It's like indie rock, you know, soul music, rap music, because we are geared towards giving exposure to young Canadian recording artists. But in general, I got all the music from Australia, globally, you know, like you do. And so I feature that on a Friday afternoon from 5 to 6 o'clock. It's called the Groove Masters Hour. And on Saturday mornings, I do another show called the Live Wire Show, which the genre of music is more, I hate the term world beat,
mm-hmm.
but that is the new terminology that's been used, you know?
Right.
So you mostly get your reggae. Like Saturday, I played music from Suriname, something called Sabaku.
Sabaku. You know? Oh, God, you got to give me some of that, man.
Yeah, Sabaku. I just came across, because what I'm doing, I'm finding a lot of cassettes that I had that I accumulated over the years. So now I'm retired, but I'm still doing morning classes. So my school finished next week, and I'm taking a break for about 2 months. So I have some cassettes of music of different genres of music that I'm putting together and digitalizing it. So once I'm finished, you can get a copy of that.
Please do. And you didn't tell me.
Saturday morning, I do the Live Wire show from 9 till 10 in the morning. And I go from, you know, St. Lucian, country and western. You get the old sky, you get rocksteady, you get high life, you get suku sound, you know,
one day,
and compa, zouk, the whole gamut.
One day I read you.
Music from the Caribbean and Africa and the different genre, different parts of the world.
I heard you play a country and western from St. Lucia. Well, I got out my guns, and I got out my horse, and I was ready to ride over to Pete Douglas.
You know, the thing, I gave somebody a joke. In St. Lucia, when you go to a party, they could have 2,000 people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, let's say, Barry's Harmon is in town.
Right.
And it's a party in the park. So you're expecting reggae music.
Right.
Right? That's Barry's. At the end of the night, before everybody goes home,
two country
the
and western.
DJ at some point is going to drop a country and western to get the people in the mood to go home.
Nice.
Now you go to another house party and have 500 people jumping up, and if they don't play a country and western song, you're going to ask somebody the next day, Garçon, how, you know, you say Garçon, you know,
mm-hmm.
and Garçon, how was the party? Ah, the party was no good, Garçon. Why? The NPR didn't play a country.
Yeah, a western. I hear you. But you still...
That's how it is down there, you know.
You still...
But I'm there listening, and you're doing a good job.
Thank you, man. But you still didn't tell us what station you're on, you know. That's bad.
Oh, I am on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial.
And congrats.
You know.
Yeah, folks.
CJLO.com. The last time I did that, Louis says, yo, that sounds like a commercial, you know.
Folks, you notice the voice change when he said 1690. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so CKUT, 90.3 on a Sunday afternoon. You listen to the Boom Boom Time and Mr. Howard Stretch Carr sitting in for Pat Dillon Moore, The Angel, and DJ Storm.
Thank you, my brother. Have a blessed rest of the evening.
Enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, including the sperm donors and the mothers who are also fathers.
Yeah. Pete, come on for the Big Lame Radio. Some of you fathers are mothers, and that's good. All right. We're going to turn back the pages with a little bit of soca. I think this is Byron Lee. Pete Douglas, a talented young man, beautiful voice, both on the radio and when he gets hold of a microphone. Tiny whiny. Missing the Woody. Speaking to Pete, it brought back a lot of memories with the Woody. I'm gonna shut up. Oh, yes. This was done up by Beckett. Even here kind of mixed with all kind of people.
Dance until we're talking wet.
Lisa. That was when Byron used to capture people's songs and bring it out in the open. All right? All who remember when Carlin Lewis came here and they had a big riot out on Sherbrooke Street. Well, I watched my daughter Tara and her friend dive onto the stage. I was so frightened. Speaking of daughters, both of them are here with their dad, with their hubby and their dad, and they're the host and hostess of this program, so I won't call their names. And they're somewhere, which I'm going to question. Hello, 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 hello. Are you there? Are you there? Why am I not getting them? They're hiding from me. All right, the phone is on. Hello, Pat, you there? Yeah, I don't know why I'm not getting you. Hold on, hold on. No, not yet, not yet, not yet.
You don't hear me, not yet.
I hearing you now. So much.
Oh, I was going to say, how you can know a fiance if you not hear me?
I hearing you on the outside of the broadcast, you know.
What? Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. You got it like that. Yeah. All right.
It's
Father Stretch, are you there, this?
No, because I'm working. I should be flowered up, flowers all over the head, the toes and nails clipped, and I'm here doing somebody's show called Boom Boom Time for two women called Pat Dillon Moore and Stormy, and of course, the husband.
Howard, you have never, ever considered radio playing work. Try your best. Lick me again. Come back again. And me. It's me your cousin. Cuss me better than that. Me and you just trace good. Yeah. Come again.
You know me damn business too much. Come on, have people on radio.
That's why you know better if you trace me by radio. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Patricia.
How are you?
I am Flexidemus.
Flexidemus.
I don't know. I'm all right. I'm alive. You know, I was just talking to Pete Douglas a couple minutes ago, and right away at the end of it, my mind started to run on Woody.
Way, it's true, because we used to have some good Father's Day Calypsonian shows. After the station, we would have really speed up and go Tiffany's or wherever they were. It's true.
Yep.
It's true.
Yep, yep.
It is true. Yeah, I was thinking about a couple fathers lost and stuff. But then I snapped out of it because I am in really and truly, me think this is Pickering. Me don't know which part me day, right? It's either Ajax or Pickering. You know us dirty Montreal people.
Right.
The whole of it is Toronto.
Right. And it's
at
not,
Toronto,
okay.
Today, right? But when you look at the former Montrealers who come up here and live, they will tell you it's Ajax or Whitby or Oshawa or what the B1 name. What the name?
Minano.
Brampton, see there? Thank you. But at Toronto, me day, y'all. And I did a CKUT drive-by, and that is our beloved Lisa Williams Sinclair, the former co-host of The Mostest with you on West Indian Rhythms. Her last little wash belly baby turned sweet 16.
Nice.
And if ever there was a child who, despite all that has been going on in terms of COVID, deserving of a beautiful sweet 16, that little child, is like the sweetest, most phenomenal child ever, right? So me never did invite it, right? A storm did invite it, right? Because she had come up to storm sweet 16. So we came back down, but me tag along because some craving, right? And
right.
A long fi go out and see the world a little bit. And it's nice. It's just, I saw an aunt of mine, former Montrealer. She's in her 90s now. And I walk in and then the bawling like baby. Me just bawl, right? I wrap up in her hand, right? Because that's everyone. People don't understand when we say everybody has family in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we have not seen them for 4 years.
I'm telling you.
Right? So you want to see all of we when we hugged. You know what I'm saying? Me not think in all my life Lisa ever hugged me so.
Nice.
Right? It's that kind of stuff, right? And just me, her, and Gailey Poo.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Last time we were... sorry, post-nasal drip, not the COVID.
No.
Last time the three of us were together was Storms, Sweet 16.
Oh, yes. I remember seeing it. Hello. Hello. But the phone cut off. That's what happened, you know, this damn coughing thing in your heart. Same thing with me yesterday. I had a hard time, but I just sort of mosey on down to the program. You locked into Boom Boom Time. I'm speaking to the host, one of the hosts of the show. And she don't know where she is, rather. She says she in Toronto. But the people them tell her she in Whitby, she in Coca-Cola, and she could be over there in Pepsiland. And here she comes. All right, hello.
I cough off the phone, don't it?
I don't know what you did with the phone, if you swallow it or you eat it or drop it in the toilet bowl. I don't know.
My name DJ Storm, anyways.
I didn't call a name, you know.
Look, go wrong.
You see how you chat?
I don't mean chat. Me, I'm going to tell her, your bestest goddaughter, say, out here, I really discuss our business.
Not
but
me.
It's all right. All this to say, I ended it by saying, my foot is hot, yes, but there comes a time you need to hug up your girlfriends, your boyfriends, and the family you haven't seen in 4 or 5 years, right?
Right.
And it felt good. My foot hot, allow me, L-L-O-W, allow me.
All right.
But all this is to say, all of the fathers out there who are doing it, thinking of doing it.
Hello? You know, I forgot to take up some kind of thing and get a proper phone system. This can't work. The phone gone again. Hello, Patricia, are you there? We would like to continue the program. I guess not. Want to say hello to Denver Silveira all the way in Miami. Denver put up a picture of his dad to wish him happy Father's Day because he's passed. But I've known Denver and his brother. I've known his brother Ray, which would have been my age at the moment, 55 years, 6 years. And I'm stretching for time. See if Sister P will get back. Here she comes. And I've known Denver for 60 years. So he lives
you
in Miami.
You know who for 60 years?
No, 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 but I mind my business. You just mind your business. And
yes,
fix it.
I'm drinking water. My throat have me coughing. I'm drinking water.
All right. And the car.
I'm coming off of your radio. And I know my call this anyway because your daughter, your goddaughter, make sure we say that because, you know, they could chatty people then. You know, they're gone already. your goddaughter is here on standby.
So I send you love. Thank you.
Could
I talk to my goddaughter?
I'm coming off. Hey, DJ Storm, the one chatty stretch out here talking business for radio.
Yeah, I know here where me have to put up with. I know here where me have to put up with. Storm, are you there?
Yes.
What? Your mother is here. Leave the woman with the phone, man.
No, I had the phone.
Who had the phone? So who? Where's she chatting in the background? Because I'm hearing her voice.
Mom, we're here with you.
Yeah. Yes, my dear. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. You're having fun?
Yes.
Where are you exactly? Tell me, because your mother gave me about 5 places and it ended up being in Toronto.
We're in Ajax.
Thank you for clearing that up for me. Because...
We're in Ajax, Toronto.
Uh-huh. Ajax, Toronto?
Yeah.
No, when I lived there, Ajax was a little village. So it's Ajax in Ajax, and Toronto is Toronto. So anyway, talk to me now, Miss Storm. Now that you have me working, did you buy my Father's Day gift that you have to bring back to bribe me for sitting in for you guys?
No.
You should, when you're in radio, you should lie a little bit and say, oh, yes, Uncle Stretch, I bought you a gift. And when you come and I call you, you say, what gift? You had to do the work. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say happy Father's Day. I hope you guys have the best Father's Day.
Thank you, dear.
We're in Toronto, but we will be back tomorrow.
Very good. How is Dad? How is your dad? Is he there with you guys?
No.
Okay.
Just me and my mom.
Oh, Dad playing music as usual. So everything is good?
Yes.
All right, my love. Tell your mother to get something to suck on for that cold, that cough.
Yeah.
All right. So I see you I'll talk to you when you get up. Get back here. All right.
Okay.
Let me say bye to your mom.
Mom here.
Okay.
All righty.
All right, my dear. So you're good. Take care of that cough. And get something to suck on, okay?
I do. She gave me a Halls.
Ah, Halls, yes. You need Halls.
Halls.
Halls. Okay.
The hard candy Halls. It's Sunday. Goodbye, Howard. I miss you. Me long to see you. God know me long to see you.
You see?
It's over a year.
Come on, five people on radio, understand? I stopped talking about your Halls. Hard candy, okay?
Well, who eats soft candy?
Oh,
bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care. Miss Patricia.
Goodbye. I love you like, oh, Jesus. Love children.
Bye-bye, Pat. Yeah, that's Miss Patricia. Bye. Pat. Obi. Too rude, yes. I'm in Storm. Coming up, we're going to wind up the Soca Hour. Sorry about that. And get into a little bit of reggae. CKUT 9.3 on your FM dial. My name is Howard Carr. Filling in for Patricia Dillon and the Boom Boom Time crew. Storm. So we're going to wind it up and, You know, I have some friends. I don't think I need any friends from Jamaica. I have to get rid of them. Everybody's texting me, boy, If you see this party, Ernie Ranglin, 98th birthday, they're celebrating, right? So this gentleman who did this song, he's one of them who his friends drop a line and say, tell Stretch me say hello. So here we go. These are the Jamaicans. Gotta turn by the pages of time on Boom Boom Time.
Everybody get ready.
Here Ernie on the guitar.
It's Baba Boom Time is here. Don't lose the beat now. Just dip your head now. It's festival time.
Techniques. Oh God. this music, they called it rock steady. Rockers to rockers to rockers to rockers. Still playing in parties in Miami. And you watch a crowd, young and old, move to this beat, you cry.
And I see you cry, cry, cry.
Smith with the good old days of You Don't Care. Loving it, loving it. This was a version to it. God bugging me on the pants. The child who reads will become the adult who thinks.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Going back to the year 2017. Sounds of Brother Beresford Hammond.
Down. Love you like a fresh vegetable. So tell me if you love Tony Rebel. Me love you like a fresh vegetable. So tell me if you love Tony Rebel. Because you want to let me roll me, you want me say long love lady to how we are one.
This is Sanchez.
But you just drive me crazy. Now that we aren't together, change the stormy weather and cherish every moment.
Want to say hello to DJ Junior. Thanks for the kind words, my brethren. Yes, brings back memories. Ah, boom boom time. 12 more minutes to go. We're gonna wrap it up, and Just take it easy and say thank you for being with us. Certainly enjoyed being with you all, your regular hosts. We'll be back. And Wayne, I know I mash up your name, but you know, still a good soul. But I was just told earlier on, why you don't play some more of this guy, Fontaine music from, I think he's from Dominica. I'm not sure. Pete would know these things better than I would. But this guy is one talented cultural, Nadio, that's his name, reggae singer. He's all over Europe. That's the thing. You know, he's making money now singing on stages, so he's not putting out any album. They had sent me an album a couple of years ago. No names on the album. Just says CD 1, 2, 3, 4. So you know what? I'm just going to pick one and say goodnight to you all and hope you enjoy yourselves. And I know the weather was nice. Grampy was roaring. So you didn't have to stay in. That's the thing, during the summertime, people tend to want to go outside. Who is to blame them? Not me. Because of the fact that you're locked up in the house throughout the winter. You know, and as Pat was saying, sometimes you got to drop the foot and take a walk. Her daughter got invited, so she made sure she went to Toronto too. Anyway, my listeners, I thank you very much. And until the next time, when Patricia calls, I'll be there. So this is the guy I'm telling you about. He could sing any place. Rastafari. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, 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 children, home. Wanna go home. Home. Oh, oh, yes, children, home. Got to go home.
Gotta
yeah.
go home.
We've been trodden from tendencies right on through revelation. A subject to master's feet, so bliss, so we wanna go. Yeah, we are a people enslaved and sold, scattered through the earth. Jacob is calling his children.
I'm going to show you how good this album is, all right? This one is number 3, I Want to Go Home, Nacio Fontaine, all right? So you know what? I'm just going to pick number 7. The whole album good. Can't go wrong, Nacio Fontaine.
Raging out of control.
What me say? Nacio Fontaine.
But Rasta now, it don't get worse. So much worse. Signs of their times are getting clearer. And this majesty is getting nearer. Clearer every day.
One more before we go, all right? Number 30. This is number 30. Any one on the album you can pick. Until next week, same time, same place. Check me out on West Indian Rhythms. I'll play you some of this music. Yeah. Until then, take care. African spirit.
Housing committee for your neighborhood or for more reasons.
Pledge resistance.
What's up? This is Saul Williams chilling here in Montreal here on CKUT. Peace.
We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war.
Prison Radio Show est une émission radio avec des nouvelles pour les prisonnières et leurs alliés et familles. L'émission cherche à confronter l'invisibilité des prisons et la lutte des prisonnières en se concentrant sur les racines de l'incarcération, de la police et de la criminalisation. Nous sommes dédiés à des programmes qui collaborent directement avec des personnes actuellement incarcérées. Dans cet esprit, nous aimerions vous faire savoir qu'on a une ligne téléphonique pour les prisonnières et leurs amis et familles. Vous pouvez nous appeler Collecte de la prison de Bordeaux et de la prison Rivière-des-Prairies en composant le numéro 514-876-3748. Encore une fois, c'est 514-876-3748.